listener production.
Good morning, it's Ibanez Taylor with your local news. Northwest locals continue to commemorate our fallen diggers at Anzac Day services in suburbs and towns across the region today. Whilst the dawn service has now finished, Mount Isa school students will soon take part in a parade, starting at the Isa Street Bridge, followed by a 10 a.m. service. Deputy Mayor Kim Collins says it's a special time to see local kids pay their respects.
Great day to be down there. It's on the Civic Centre lawn. We have plenty of shade up for people, and I find it always.
Meantime, Mount Isa City Council has announced they will go ahead with Stage 1 of Telstra Hill Upgrade Project. The contract, worth over $300,000, has been granted to Ochre Constructions, and the first stage will cost close to $500,000 to deliver. Works are expected to begin later this month and be completed by the second half of this year. In other news now, an investigation is underway following a fuel and oil leak over Diamantina Developmental Road near Mount Isa, which forced one lane to close. It's understood a road train carrying cattle rolled over yesterday morning. According to a spokesperson from Queensland Police Service, three trailers overturned, prompting the cows to flee the scene. The Youth Justice Committee may be gone, but the recommendations they've made are being considered by the state government. The report that has 60 recommendations on how to address youth crime, including increased transparency to the Children's Court and addressing police staffing issues. Deputy Premier Cameron Dick says now they've got their hands on the report, they can get on with the task at hand.
We're a government that's focused on action and delivering for Queenslanders. That's why it was so important to receive that report so we can get on with keeping Queensland safe.
And you can download the Listener app for free for more of your local news.